Warnock on opposition to abortion ban. Addressing bias in healthcare, exactly what Jesus would do. By Jeff Poor on December 6, 2022. Monday on MSNBC's The Readout, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, discussed his opposition to a national abortion ban that has been touted by Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and others. The Georgia Democrat said his opposition to a ban had gotten pushback from those who think they own the interpretation of the gospel. He reiterated host Joy Reid's claim it was what Jesus would do in reevaluating the obvious bias in healthcare. Partial transcript as follows. Reid, and another issue that it really drove a lot of people to the polls was the issue of abortion and women's right to have self-determination over our own bodies. This is a state that's got one of the strictest abortion bills, laws in the country. It's one of the hardest states in the United States for a woman to exercise her rights. And this is also a state that's got Tyler Perry and lots of industry and lots of folks coming from out of state to work here in the industry. Your opponent, Herschel Walker, was one of the few people that was running in this cycle to stand up and support Lindsey Graham's idea of a national ban on abortion, which is something Republicans would very much like to do. Do you think that is going to be a fight that you're going to have? Are we looking at trying to fight a national abortion ban? Warnock, well, I think that's one of the things that's on the ballot tomorrow. And it is. Herschel Walker's position on this is extreme. He says he wants a national ban, no exceptions. That would include rape, incest, the life of the mother. I think that's out of step with the women of Georgia, Democrats, and Republicans. Cheering and applause. Warnock, and it's one of the things that's on the ballot. And I get a lot of pushback from people who seem to think that they own the interpretation of the gospel. But I have been studying the scriptures my whole life. I'm committed to the faith. And, as a pastor, I have a profound reverence for life. And, as a pastor and a person of faith, I have a deep respect for choice. And I still think, as I have said time and time again, that a patient's room is too small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor and the United States government. But if we care about life, black women are dying 3 to 4 times the rate of white women in childbirth, as a result of childbirth. And so, if you care about life, we ought to find a way. That's a place where government could show up. Reid, yes. Warnock, and address the obvious bias in our healthcare system? Reid, it's what Jesus would do. Warnock, I think it's exactly what Jesus would do. Reid, Senator and Reverend Raphael Warnock, I got to come to your church and check out your service one day. Can I come down? Warnock, come on by, absolutely. HTRCP video. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.